continue with the sugyas of Makis of Yimtzer Karvo Paso and Yizimu Kulan and related in Yanam Avedus, new Mishnah, Dav Vav Amadeus. Siyata Dishmaya, every time we have a note and we turn the page, we should feel a sense of a bracha, continue to grow and to learn. Good. Zog the Mishnah. Hayu Shnayim Ro'no Somech Alon Zeh. There's a lot of things that this Mishnah is going to bring in. Obviously, we're going to need to, for our purposes, be able to isolate the various issues as they get intertwined. We have to sort them out and then obviously look at each thing independently. Let's try to get the fuller picture first and then see what we'll focus on. The Mishnah talks about the union of Tzirus Edim and discussing you have two Edim that witness something. Let's assume for sure now it's Din in the Fashos, whether the Din would be the same by Din Mamanis, we'll have to wait and see. But assuming we're talking now be the Din in the Fashos, because we're talking about Hasra, so the fact that there's a Masra indicates we're talking Din in the Fashos, obviously. Again, the notion of Tziruf and whether you need it and how it would play up in Mamanis is a separate discussion. But the Mishnah talks about Din in the Fashos. So you have two Edim that witness a Maisa Ritzicha, let's say, from one window, one vantage point. Ushnayim ro'no somechalon zeh, and the other two Edim see this Rotzeach acting from another window. Now says the Mishnah, the echad masra bo be'emtza. Then you have someone in between who's being masra, who's giving hasra to the person not to do this avera. Says the Mishnah, bizman shemiktsasan ro'in elu es elu. If you have some segment of this kat that's able to see from one kat to the other, now the word's a little bit ambiguous because miksasan seems to indicate certainly that you don't need the entire kat to see the entire other kat. Miksasan means a segment. But a segment, so l'chor, if you're talking about shnayim, that would indicate that one is sufficient. That much, we could be medayik, and Tosfos makes that point also, we'll see the small Tosfos. But when it says, ro'en elu es elu, what's a little bit more ambiguous is, does that mean that it has to be two ways, or it's sufficient if it's one way? So we'll soon see. In other words, you could teach it to mean that you have one aid from one kat, and seeing one or more aidim of the other kat. And then you have one aid of that cut also going back and seeing the first cut. Or could it mean, as long as you have one way, we have an aid from one cut seeing something in the other cut. Again, what's the standard of seeing? Also very unclear. Rowan Eilis is a notion of tziruf. Har'egu eidus achas. Ugabi what do we say is eidus achas? So Rashi brings one afgamina. They're going to be more, obviously, we'll soon see. But Rashi comments, eidus achas, v'muhuzam echad mehem, meaning one of the kitos, v'lohuz mukulan, ein neharogim. In other words, if you have two eidim here and two eidim the other window, you only mazim this cut of two eidim, so you can't carry out the onus shekasha zaman because the halacha is, as we saw in the previous Mishnah, you need to mazim the whole kat. What's called the whole kat? So the Mishnah is teaching us the halachas of tseiruf. That this, the fact that thrown elu es elu, again, whatever the standards are, one way, two ways, miksas and thrown elu es elu, that defines them as one kat, Rashi says, for this halacha. What does it mean that it was thrown elu es elu? If you're mazim, obviously, then it means they weren't there. So they didn't actually see. So when we say ro and elus elu, what we're really saying is, as per what they're describing to Beis Din, they're testifying to Beis Din about what each cat respectively saw, and according to the version of the story that they're reporting to Beis Din, so it was reported as that there was a situation where there were two here and two there, and there was a ro and elus elu, because that's part of what was reported. And this is near the halacha, Rashi says, Ugabi the halacha of Yizumu Kulan. What makes them unified? If Lamaisa, they didn't actually see each other, so in what sense? It wasn't Emes that they really were there together. It's only what they said. So in what sense are they Karachas? So this is where we have, of course, the comment of Rav and Amid Aleph that clearly referred to this halacha. What did Rav say? Gabi the halacha of Yizumu Kulan. What was Rav's statement? V'hu she'idu kulam toch kedei dibur. So that was clearly referring to this halacha. It may have been referring also to other halachas. That was the discussion on Amid Aleph, if you remember. But obviously the case there for Bar Mishnah, although it's not stated explicitly, would have to mean that the Haggadah of the various Kitos, the two Kitos, were Tolkei Deidibur one of the other. And that's what allows them to be viewed as one Kat. But apparently, even so, it's only when the story was reported as being that wrote that there was Miksas and Ron Elis Elo. In other words, were they to say, as Mishnah continues and says, the Imrav Hare Elushte Edios, if it was not Ron Elis Elo, so again, according to what we're saying, you had the Edos that was reported to Beis Din, and one of them would be considered to be now his own man. So obviously, at least one cut wasn't really there. But Lamaisa, we're still talking about the same case. What's the case? That they were made to Okidei Diba one of the other. So here it's interesting. Tosis discussed in Amid Aleph. What is the significance of the fact that they were saying to Okidei Diba? That's what Mitzarif them. You can't talk about Re'ia, the Mitzarif Adam that really didn't see. So what's Mitzarif them? The Haggadah. So if it's a Haggadah, was Ke'echad, so why does the Mishnah say? We pointed this out when we discussed them at Aleph, and now we're learning it from Komo. So what's the Mishnah saying? The Imrav Harishtei Edios. What's the Imrav? The Imrav means that they didn't report that they saw each other. So in other words, the fact that they were Neyed Tolkei Deidibur one of the other is insufficient if what they brought to Beis Din's attention in the Haggadah was defining themselves as being separate from each other. We're teaching the word for the Mishnah. We're not going too deep, just to push the tights. In other words, when did Tosus say, the Svara Namer Aleph, that given the fact that Hazama means that it really didn't happen, they're not only their MS, therefore we have to look to what to be Mitzarif them, not to the Re'iyah, which was a non-existent Re'iyah, but we have to look to the Haggadah, but that's only in a situation where basically, we don't have Re'ios Chalukos as per their story. In other words, beside the story, there's a Tziruth. They say we saw it together, or it was a situation of that they say Mitzras and Ro'en Elis Elu. So then we look at the Haggadah as Mitzarif them as one Kat. They said Tolkei Deidibur one of the other, and then we're seeing the Halacha of Achizim Ukulan. But if, by virtue of their Edus, they're coming to Beis Din and saying we're distinct from one another, so that Haggadah Ke'echad is not going to help to create one Kat when they themselves are telling Beis Din in that very same Haggadah that we're two Kitos. So therefore, that's what the Mishnah is stating here. The Imrav, again, notwithstanding the fact that we established that they were Magid Tolkei Deidibur one of the other, but then Imrav, says the Mishnah, then Hare Elu Shtei Edios. Again, so therefore, what are the consequences of saying the fact that they're Shtei Edios? Ufichach. Mishnah says, "Im nimseis achas mehen zomemes." So now, in the case that they were not Rowan Elus Elu as per their story, and if one cut was found to be zomem, who vehein nehrogin v'ashniya petura? So, what will be the consequences now? The person will get killed, as well as one cut that wanted the person to be killed, but they found to be zomem, v'ashniya petura, and the second cut will be put. Let's take that one by one. Who? Behein Narogin. Why is he killed? Because the other cat wasn't Zomim, so they could kill. Behein, why are they killed? Because they are considered to be separate cats, so therefore you can carry out Kashazam. We understand those 2 points. Vashnia Petura, Chorez Pashit. Hard to know why Mishnah's distressed it. Why would you think otherwise? To the contrary, if the Shnia is the basis for why he's killed, obviously the Pata. So hard to even know what the Chiddush is in that. Okay, so far that's part one of the Mishnah. Let's maybe speak at the Kasha, the Ritva already. People were cooking with this Kasha this morning, all right? I didn't know it would create such a... Sparks would be flying in this Ritva, but okay. Yes, Ezra, yeah, go ahead.
Maybe you could say that the Mishnah would have thought to say that just like last time we were talking about over there,
Nitzval. Since they testify Tolkei Deidibur, there should be a halacha of Nitzval over there, they should be punished. But you could say that and say that at the same time that he's going to get killed. Don't forget, once you say Hu Vehein Erogin, so the fact that he's getting killed obviously means that the Edus is valid. How could anyone have thought that they're going to get punished as a nitfal if their edus is successful in killing the person. Yeah. I don't know what to say exactly. I mean, the Gemara references this Mishnah earlier in Daf Hei, if you remember. It's the members of Rava. Micah Mashmalan, you can have a situation of who nerag v'heinaragin. But again, I don't know exactly what to make of the Shnei Peturah. What does the Ritva ask? Interesting kash. And here we can be medayik a little bit on the question that we started with as far as what does miksas and ron elus elu mean. Says the Ritva, I don't understand something. If you have a situation of one kat becoming a zomei, the case where they're chalukin in the re'iyah, there's, right, the case of ein ibilav, have shtei avios, and what's the din, therefore, as we just read, hu v'heina rogin v'shnei p'tura. So that means that you're believing the mazimim, right? Which is what the Torah always says you do. You believe this peer that say imanu ha'yisem. So let's just try to get to the fine print of this story here. There's one window where you had two edim. You have another window with two edim. They didn't see each other. They come to Beis and said, one of the other. After that, comes a second, another pair of edim, and the mazim one of the two, these two kitos. So what's the halacha? We believe that pair that are mazimim, and we punish now the onesh misa on the kat that became zalmim. Ask the Ritva, but actually, no. The Ritva is going on which case? Let's work backwards. This is the case where it was lo roan elus elu. Let's go back to the first case. The case was roan elus elu, right? So then hare elu edus achas. And what's the halacha after edus achas? So Rashi say, achizum mukulan. What are they saying? They're saying that they saw each other. They saw each other. Then b'chal, why would you believe the mezimim if there's hakchasha against the mezimim? Why is there hakchasha? Because presumably the other kat that says that we were together, they were not zomim, so they're still standing, and part of their avis is that we were together because we saw the other kat. So that means that the kat ha-mezimim have a kat that's makhish them, that's called treyutrei. It's treyutrei. If two edim say manu ha-yisem, and you have other people who say that's not true, they were with, in fact, they were not with you somewhere else. They were actually here where they said they were. So then we lost the koach of the mezimim, this edim that are contradicting them. So what is the Ritva meaning to ask? So therefore what? So what should be? What? So he's assuming something else, which we didn't spell out yet. In other words, we spoke out one nafkamina from Harei Desachas. That's the nafkamina that Rashi said, that they're not going to all, you can't punish the two edim that you mazim with kashazaman because they're considered to be one kat, they saw each other. What's another nafkamina that Rashi did not spell out here? But Tosis right away says, as the first nafkamina for Tosis, look at the Tosis Harei Eidus Achas. She'im nimsa echanem karvo paslo edus kulam betela. Okay, so now we have another nafkamina in the case of edus achas, where they saw each other. What is that? That we say that if they're one kat, so let's say it turns out one of them was a karov, so everybody's edus is now cancelled because they're one kat. So there are two nafkaminas. Soon we'll get to that fact that the hazam itself could be karov paslo, we'll soon get to that. Ask the Ritva, what's the case? How could it be Miksas and Zomimim? The Zomimim, the Mazimim themselves, have Akrasha. Why? In Yavo Eidim v'yomru osa shebacho nechad imano yisem, so by saying that Eidus imano yisem, yakchishum ha'eidim shebacho na'acher, the Eidim in the other window will say that we saw each other, they will, so even though the Eidim that became Zomimim, obviously are not to be trusted, but the other Edom who say that they saw, because it was Ro and Elis Elul, they can say that they were with us, and they weren't with you somewhere else. So it comes out the Mezimim have Edom against them. You can't have Edom that to be believed is Mezimim if there are Edom who say exactly the opposite? It's Trey Utrey. You don't know who to believe. So what should be the point of the Kasha? So what should be the din? So what the din should be different, or there's nothing to discuss? Just to understand the Cheshbon of the Kasha. What was the Kasha then? But the din is still what it is. What is the din? You can't punish them until he's a Mekuan. But what is the point? But of course you can. What would Riffin be asking? Just spell it the Kasha, yeah?
Meaning, the only time that
Asher's
would actually be relevant.
If it's Hazama, there's a lot to talk about, and now we say, but you didn't quite get to that standard of Zimukula. But the Hazama didn't get off the ground, and my Kamashimalan, what's to talk? We're nothing to talk about. That's the Kash. Yeah, that's the stomach of the Kash. I mean, the Karbal puzzle point is always really not necessarily the Kash. The Kash is what's Hazama Bechal. Where's the Hazama? The Hazama has Eidus Mukheshes. Good. So the Ritva gives three answers to this Kash. But what the Ritva does not say is what might have been an interesting suggestion of an answer. And the fact that Ritva did not say that, L'chora should itself indicate something on the question that we before raised. What was the question? What does Ritva'on Eilus Eilu mean? Does it mean that one from one cut sees one or both, and one cut sees one or both of the other cut, and also the reverse? Or does it just mean it goes one way? So Lamasha, we're going to see in the Gemara later, such as Shaila, in the Girsa, but there's a middle of the Gemara brings in the Masra issue, and the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi, Mahoyi Rowan es a Masra, or a Masra Rowan Osan. Again, what it's talking about is a Shaila, they're going to Mishnah, going to Edus Milchedes, a whole Shaila, whatever the case is, leave out for now what the case is. But the Gemara says that there could be a Tziruf of what you have on one side and what you have on the other side via the Masra. And the Lashna Gemara, as we have it, is Im Hayiron Es HaMasra O HaMasra Osan. So there it's Nefurish, according to the Girsa Shelofaneinu in the Gemara, on that Lashna Gemara, if you got there, that it's enough to have it either that one side sees the Masra or the Masra sees them. It doesn't need to be both. I say it's our Girsa because the Rambam Kinnira had a Girsa Vit, not O. But that goof is the Shaila. Do you need to have both, or is it enough to have one? That was later in the Gemara. We're asking the same question in our Mishnah. When it says, Miksasaron Eilus Eilu, it's very ambiguous. Does it mean both ways or one way? Now, let's make a cheshbon. Should we assume that it's enough to have from one cut that they could see, let's say, to see the other cut? Let's say, both, whatever. But you don't need it the other way around. Then does the Ritva have a kasha to stand on here? Then we have a simple way to read the Mishnah. That's not a called Eidus Mukheshes. How so? Because we'll just make the case be that which cut is it that saw the other cut? The cut that was Zomim. The cut that was Zomim. So what's the hakhasha on them? The other cut that's not Zomim, that didn't become Zomim, didn't see. So what's bothering the Ritva? So must be that the Ritva read the words of the Mishnah, took it for granted. What does it mean? Miksas and Rowan, Elu, Es, Elu?
Both ways.
That's why he has a kasha that he's bringing up for us. Chora, how do you have a Zama to talk about it? Now you have to say, but you're not mazim them unless you mazim everybody. What kind of a Zama? The Hazama, the Edom, the Hamazimim have Hakhasha from the other peer because the Ritva took for granted Miksas and Rowan, Es, Elu means that it was in both directions. This is the Aruch Ner's diuk, really, but it makes perfect sense. L'chayre, the Ritva must have read the Gemara, read the Mishnah, that Ron Eilus Eilu means in both directions. So now we have to know, what did the Ritva answer? Again, there are Achronim, I think it's Rashash, that speculates, Aruch Ner's Mesupik, that maybe Miksas and Ron Eilus Eilu is enough to say that one saw the other and not the other one saw back. But if you were to say that, the Ritva didn't have a kasha. So it's mashma the Ritva, you need to have it both directions. This is interesting for the following reason, because not that you can necessarily assume the standards are always the same. We're going to have to see with the Tirutzim of the Ritva too. But this idea of Tseiruf, and again, not every Tseiruf is identical, but just to know, the impulse is right away to put everything in one category. We find a similar inyan in Brachis, in Perek Shlosh HaShe'achu by Zimun, the Mishnah Daf Nun, in Brachis, talks about shtei chaburos shayochus b'vayis echad. So you have to know. If you have two chaburos, are they considered to be mitzdari for zimun, for gimel, for asara? Says the Mishnah, "Bisman shemiksasan roen elu es elu hare elu mitzdari for zimun." So there's this idea of miksasa ro'en elu es elu. We have it in the Mishnah in Brachas. So again, there the inyan is a kviyus for suda. This is an inyan of tzir of Eden. You can't assume automatically that everything is identical. I mean, l'mashal, there's a the kasha achronim raises kasha. The Benu Yonah, Tamid Benu Yonah in Brachas mentioned, matter of fact, that this halacha of the two chaburas that we're eating, then if the miksas and roh and elus elu, they're one for zimun, they're one, says the Benu Yonah, in Rishus HaRabim Mafsekes Beineyem, Eina Mitztarfos B'shuminyan. There's a Rishus HaRabim that separates between them. Then even roh and elus elu would not be enough. So they ask, so what about over here? Mechalon zeh, roh and elus elu, we're going to say the same thing. There's a Rishus HaRabim in between. So you have to make a new kimta, the two chalonos are not separate by Rishus HaRabim. What's the simple answer? It's two separate inyanim of tziruf. The tziruf over there is a tziruf of the kviyus for zimun. That's what Benu Yonah took on, that Rishus HaRabim, the emtsa, doesn't help. It's not going to allow you to mitzaref them by roen elus elu by zimun. When it comes to tziruf of edim, it's not the same. So even though there's obviously a similarity in terms of the concept in some ways, but not that all the details have to line up. So in terms of this issue too, you have to know, could be here, maybe it would be more intuitive to try to say it should be the same as it is over here. But you never know 100%. In other words, we're discussing the Ritva over here, with Gabi Tzirif of Edus, that we see from the Ritva's Kasha, that the meaning of Elus Elu has to mean both directions. When it comes to Nyanim of Zimun, for example, maybe there's still room to consider that it would be different. Again, the default should be, there should be the same in this regard. But here maybe whatever tzirif means is what it means. Okay. What does the Ritva give as a teretz? Teretz number one. Yeshlomar delahachi katani shemiksasan roen elus elu velo katani shekulan roen. In other words, the sagi bechad me elu sheyiru le'elu lasu sir b'neim. In other words, the Mishnah is meduyik that it could be enough if it's miksasa. Again, granted, it has to be both directions. But now, all you really have to contradict the two eidim hamazimim is how much? You only have one eid. Because it's miksasa, you have one eid from this cat that sees one or more of the other one, and vice versa. No, so what do you have that's contradicting the eid in Hamazimin? Only one eid. So therefore, you do believe in Mazimin. It's not Hakrashin. One against two is nothing. So by saying Miksasan, that solves our problem. So then our problem falls away. No, you don't have a valid Hazama. Now we have to discuss the question in the Mishnah. Can we carry Akash Hazamam against the Zomimin? Or do we say, as the Mishnah tells us, if they saw each other, it's Eidus Achas, therefore we can't carry Akash Hazamam to Zomukula. That's one test. Good. Second teretz, inami, sheroen elus elu kodem maisa, v'ergishu bahem b'shas maisa. What does he mean exactly? Interesting chidush in roen elus elu. The roen elus elu doesn't have to mean mamish at the time of what they're witnessing. It was sufficient that they had this tziruf of re'ia kodem maisa. But it's still possible that they're zomimin. Why? Because the Re'iyah wasn't B'shas Maisa. What was B'shas Maisa? The Hirgishu Behem. I know it's the Hirgishu. What is the Hirgishu?
They knew each other.
What?
They knew each other.
They think that they're there.
They think that they're there. They had the sense. You know, if they saw them a minute before, so they figured they must be there at the time. But they didn't check again. They didn't check again. So therefore, the Hazama could still be Hazama, because it could be that within those few minutes, they went disappeared somewhere else, and now you have to know, this goes back to Dafhei issues. Let's say, we talked about Gamal Parcha types of arrangements. Let's say the Eidus, the Mezimim was that they were, 5 hours away. You can't get from 5 minutes before the Maisa in 5 minutes to 5 hours away. So this Mustam would have to go back to the Tzugya Dafhei, if it could be possible, Gamal Parcha, and all of that has to be put back into the Ritva. Yeah, obviously it has to be that, shouldn't be a Chash, it has to be that place that the Mizim say they were, would still be possible within those few minutes, that it wouldn't be HaKrasha. Again, he doesn't give you the details, but that would be the second teretz. What's the third teretz? Also Chiddush in the Inyan of Tziruf. Oh, Sheroen Derech Re'ia Kulogis. V'loshi Kiru Mamish. You call HaKrasha Samazimim. In other words, they saw something, you know, blurry, vague way, and that's enough for the Tziruf, but not as HaKrasha. HaKrasha, there wouldn't be enough there, because maybe they, you know, maybe they're mistaken in who they saw. They think they saw it, but the halacha tzirup that reacolis is enough. But the contradiction of the mezimim, it wouldn't be enough. It's a chiddush in terms of what it means. When they say, what would you say by zimun? Is it enough to have a reacolis? But does it have to be that they actually could see who the people were? I don't know. It's an interesting point in the Ritva here too. The third teretz, yes, Yaakov.
Yeah.
The first teretz is as follows: that since the Mishnah says all you need for the tziruf here is that miksasan rowin, so you have cut A, you have one aid that sees cut B there, and cut B, one aid sees cut A. Now comes a new pair of aidim and says, cut A, you are not here, you're with us. What was the kasha? How could you even talk about Abba Hazama here? Cut B contradicts, because cut B says that you were with us. The answer is, who's cut B that sees that they were together? Only one eighth in cut B. It's miksasa and rowing. So you don't have a crush against the two eighth and more
muslim. Did that like play at all, like with the Tosfos who said that if one person sees, they're all, like if one person sees,
we haven't read the Tosfos yet. We'll get there. But that's the terrace of it. Yes?
Is this question uniquely by Tziruf right now? Or, I mean, what does that apply if you have four eight and go? And then you have to, so you can say two and two.
So here's the question. You're asking like this. If you have a cut of four aidim, does miksasan mean two, at least two? Or does miksasan mean even there one? Now, the Maaseh, the Mishnah says shnayim here. So miksasan for sure is going to mean one. So then, if it's a four aidim, why should you think you need two there? If the Mishnah would say, hayu ro'en osim mechalon zeh, then miksasan could have meant two. And then the Ritva wouldn't have answered the kasha, wouldn't have answered the kasha. The first teretz of the Ritva is assuming that it's a kasha only of one against two eidim mazimin. But that's because you have shnayim to begin with, and this is miksasan. Now, the only thing is, when you want to quibble with me, you could push back. Say, maybe the miksasan means miksasan of what? Of the shnayim and the shnayim. Not miksasan, you know, you have to know how to read the Mishnah. Miksasan ro'en elus elu. Now, you started by saying there are two and two. That means there are four. Now you say miksasan. Of the four, miksasan aron elosel. So what is miksasan going to mean?
Two
from here and two from there. To which you'll basically be saying you need both. But that's what Tosis comes out fuke also, right? Tosis af elosh ein roin. And we're talking about four, so obviously there are those who are not seeing. According to what I just told you, if you're going to have it two ways, then obviously all four are rowing. Miksasan just means two out of the four on this side, two out of four on that side. So obviously, it's not that way. It's one out of the four. The Pirush of Mishnayos Rambam is a little bit, I'm not sure what to make of it. I think the Mitzayin is in the Ritva also. The Rambam is talking about the case of the Master, but he says the Master is looking at the two over here and the two over there. I don't think the Rambam is saying it about the case of Rowan Eilus Egu. He's talking about the Masra, but even that is a Chiddush. The Rambam seems to assume that it's the Tziruf HaMasra that's coming up in the Gemara has to be a Tziruf with two and the Masra and two and the Masra. In the Yad, it's not Masra that way. In the Pirush HaMishnayos, it's Masra that way. But that doesn't affect what we're discussing. We're discussing the Tziruf, not Idea Masra. We're talking about the Tziruf directly. So that's a Chur, the Pashup Shadith Miksasa is one. Unless you would teach miksasan of the four, and then you would require two, and then the Ritva wouldn't be able to give us teretz. Yes, Moshe. Then Eli. And then, oh, yeah. What's that? The third answer is that, I don't know exactly what the Metzius is, but the general teretz is that you can have a situation that would be enough to call it Rowan, that they see someone else, they see two other aides, it seems like there are two other aides in there, and they're the ones that show up in Beis Din, obviously, and testify, Tochid Ediva, as we said, But if they're going to be mazimim, they're going to say, but you two Eidim that came here together with the other two, you were with us, you wouldn't have enough in the fact that the first peer are reporting that they saw the other peer to be able to view it as a chash on the mazimim. Because that which they saw was a general seeing without specifically being sure to the extent that if you have Eidim saying that they were not there, maybe it's someone else that you saw, or maybe I didn't see right. In other words, it wasn't enough of a re'iyah. It's enough of a re'iyah to call it siruf, but not a re'iyah that would be enough to contradict. Again, how would look, I don't know. And again, I would wonder by Zimun, what would be the halacha of re'iyah over there? How closely do you have to see? If you know you see someone there, is that enough? Do you have to make them out? Yeah, basically. And again, does it have to be the same as over here? Also not 100% clear. Ellie?
Why couldn't you say once the answer has to be both ways also?
If it was not, if the Ritva didn't hold they need both ways, the Kasha wouldn't have started.
So that could be according to the Kasha, and then the answer is like...
No, but then he could have given another Teretz.
He gave a Teretz.
No, but he didn't answer that Teretz. He could have answered a new Teretz. He could have said a fourth Teretz. Oh, simple. The case is that this cat, the Nizomim, those who became Zomimim, they claim that they saw the other cat, but the other cat didn't indicate that they saw the Zomimim, and therefore Hazam it is. What?
It could also be another way.
And then, but the Mishnah could be, and they could answer the Kasha by saying that the Mishnah's case that's telling us that Havre'elu is Achas, and he can't carry out, he's going to be no gay. I have a case like that. The Mishnah can make sense. If you to tell me you only need both ways, then you have a simple answer to the question. No?
Well, I thought it could be an answer to the Zoma and didn't see anyone else that didn't see.
Because then you have, then there's nothing, then it's not really Azama, it's a trade against Azama.
So maybe it's a question.
No, something. But you can't ask a kasha if you have a way around the kasha. If you can always work the Mishnah into a case that the kasha wouldn't exist, so then you have a way to explain the Mishnah. In fact, the Ritva did not acknowledge such a possibility to read the Mishnah to answer this kasha would seem to show that it was a davar pashut that elos elo means both directions.
Can you read the first answer as the answer that you're saying?
Because the words don't say it. You're not alone. There were others in the shiur who thought that way too. That's not what the words are saying. The words are not saying that you don't need you don't need them both to see, you know, back the reciprocal re'ias. The point of the Ritva's words are that it's enough to say miksasam, which is there for one. You take another look at the words. The words are not saying what you're saying because then it's too much missing. The words, Yeshlomar, the lahaki katani she miksasan roin, the lo katani she kulan roin, the sagi bechad me elu she yiru le elu laso siruf. He's not talking about
bechad
me elu one of the ketos.
No.
That was in the elu is written consistent his way.
What's your
plural? Yeah, because you have chad of each pair. So you're kantrim. That's what I'm saying. That's exactly right.
So you,
the chad of each pair is yiru, one of each kat, he's the other. From the two ketos, it's chad is sufficient, she yiru from the two ketos. Yeah, I don't know. The lesson is clear. The lo katani shekulan roin means all the individual eidim. The sagi bechad me elud. I don't. I could think about it a little more. To me, it doesn't seem like the words fit what you're saying. You have to do a little bit more of a surgery on the words. Just put it into what you're putting.
It wouldn't have said kulan, but it would have said shtehen.
Yeah, kulan sounds like all the members of the cast, not the number of ketos. Kulan means all the individual aid. Okay, let's finish the Mishnah, and we'll discuss obviously the broader Indian soon. The Mishnah has the point about the Re'ios being Mitzarif if they can see each other, or if they're not, then Shtei Edios. For now, we have the Nafkamina Rashi mentions of Izumu Kulan. And we already mentioned the fact that Kamina Nafkamina for Nimsa Karvel Pasul. And the Mishnah continues with Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi Omer, La'olam Ein Ne'erogin. The gears of Ne'erogin is a little bit difficult. The Chari means Ne'erag, the Nidon. A person cannot be killed. Could be means in general, people being killed, not one case. And all different cases of the Nefashos. Ein Ne'erogin, because the Chari is talking about the person, not the Eden. Ne'erogin, right, we're talking about the person who did the Avera. So the people who do Averos of Ritzicha, whatever capital crimes they've committed, they cannot get killed for such Averos, Achiyu Shnei Edav Masrimbo, unless you had Hasra from the two Edim. Shenemar, he dashes from a Pasuk. Alpi Shnayim Edim. So what does it say in a Pasuk? Alpi Shnayim Edim O Shlosha Edim. No, which one is it? Yumas Hames, talking about the Nefashis. So the Derasha Rabbi Yossi is Al-Pi is Milosh in the Hasra, that the Edim have to be Masra. That's his Derasha. So you cannot kill a person without, if the Hasra didn't come from the two Edim themselves. This Halacha of Yossi, again, we have to analyze it more carefully just for now. You could really understand it in two different ways. What is the Halacha? It's Halacha in Edim, that you're not an aid without giving asra, or is halacha in asra? What would you think? You could say it's halacha. To define an aid, he has to be an aid hamasra. It's a bit of chiddush to say that way, although maybe the Tosas that we read the other day could be mashma that way. The other way to learn, maybe more logical in svara, is Rav Yossi saying halacha in what? In be able to kill a person based on Hasra cannot be from some other source other than the Edim. You need two Edim who are Masra. So it's Halach and Hasra. Just literally a second, Moshe. This is the Drasha Rabbi Yossi. And then the Gemara has, the Mishnah mentions another Drasha, which would be, even if you don't agree with Rabbi Yossi, but we have to darshan this Alpi somehow. So davar acher Alpi shnayim edim. What's the drush of Alpi? Shalotei Sanhedrin shomas and pi hameturgeman. That the Sanhedrin of the nefashos cannot hear the edus with a translator. You have to hear the edus directly from the edim. That's another halacha that the Mishnah is telling us that you can learn from Alpi. Rashi says shalotei Sanhedrin shomas edus ha edim. Rashi seems to stress it's a halacha from the edim. You have to know whether this would also extend to Bali Din and Bali Dvarim, but for now it sounds like it's halacha in the Edim. The Pia Turgeman, Tzvichim Hadayanim, Sheyu Makirin, Belashan HaEdim. They have to know the language. Veloshi Amidu Melech Beinosim. That's another drasha that even if you don't accept Rabbi Yossi, we could also dash an Alpi for a different halacha. Moshe.
Yeah, what does Rabbi Yossi hold about the keys in the beginning of the show?
Good. So this is what we're going to do now. That's why I read the whole Mishnah. Let's see the Tosfos. How you shnayim roen also mechalon zeh? Ushnayim, that's going to, and it's also going to be nogea the whole Tosfos later on, of course. Where does the Masa fit into the earlier part of the Mishnah? Exactly. So the Tosfos comments is, how you shnayim roen also mechalon zeh, shnayim mechalon zeh, velo gar sinan, v'masnisin echad bechalon zeh, v'chuli. What does Tosfos mean to say? We're going to see in the Gemara a discussion of what's called Edus Miuchedes. Here we have a tziruf of a kat, when you have two, and want to know whether two and two become a unified kata of four for whatever halachas. But we have a separate discussion in the sugya about one and one. And that's called Edus Miuchedes, and we'll see the applications of that halacha. But that's not what should be the case of the Mishnah. It's not Shnayim Roim and Echad Bachalonze, Echad Bachalonze. With Shnayim from one window and Shnayim from another window. Okay, it's a different case. Whether the din of the Mishnah has a shaychus to Edus Miuchedes, that we'll have to see carefully in the sugya. That's going to be maybe possibly Machokas Rishonim, whether the din of the Mishnah isn't somehow founded on the principle of Edus Miuchedes, but it's not the very same case, that's for sure. Now comes the issue of the Echad Masvid. The Mishnah starts in the beginning with throwing in the Masvid, throwing this extra information. Like, what is the point here? Too much information. The Mishnah could have read perfectly without those three words. Right, or four words. Echad Masvid Be'emtza. The Mishnah could have read, right? There was Shnayim Roim Echad Zeh Im Bisman Shemiksasim. What does this Echad Masvid Be'emtza have to do with anything? you're throwing us off here for a loop. What is pshat? Tema. We're talking about the Edim. For all we know, he could have had the Asra from the... Yeah, you need Asra. So there was Asra. Who gave Asra? The Edim gave Asra. What do you have to talk about a Masra Bechlal here? The issue had to be there were Edim, and they were rowing, or not rowing, they were sailing, and there was Asra. So the Asra could have been from the Edim too. Why talk about a Masra Be'emtz? So Tosis here gives two Turetzim, but L'chora, it could be that based on a later Tosis, we have to come back to it. When we go into the Inyan of Asra, there may be a more basic answer that we have to see in the Mashah when we get to the later Tosis for Hasra. But for now, Tosis gives two answers. V'yesh Mefarshim. Answer number one, the Nakte Mishum Resha, because of the first example in the Mishnah that they do are Mitzuraf, they are connected, the Ketani Ro'an Elu Es Elu, that they do see each other. Mestama Hainu Al Yidei HaMasra. Sha'omer le'edim le'elu ve'elu re'u es ha'maisa hara shezeh oseh. In other words, what does Tosis mean? That in order to understand the case of being ro'en elus elu, so what enabled that there to be that ro'en elus elu? How is it that they got to see each other, or one from each kat got to see the other kat and vice versa, as we said? In the stomach, it could be because there was a master there that's calling attention to everybody on both sides, and then once he does that, then they end up getting to see the other people in the other window. Tosus doesn't mean that Siraf Alidea Master per se. That's a separate discussion in the Gemara, that the master himself could serve as a vehicle to the Mitzaref. That's not what Tosus means. Tosus Lashon is Mashma. That Mistama al Yidei HaMasra Sha'omer L'chura, what he means, at least how I would take it now, meaning that through his calling his attention, since he's Be'emsa, he's enabling there to be this mutual re'iyah of Elu le'Elu. And that's Mistama. That's why he mentions it, because that's what allows this case to be understood in terms of the Mitzias. Okay, one answer. Another possible answer, B'nira L'morishi Yechiet Rabbeinu Peretz, the Nakte La'afukim Mid Rav Yossi. The Mishnah is putting this in the beginning because we have Rav Yossi later who has a special din about the Hasra has to be from the two Edim. So the Mishnah is planting here the Tanakama La'afukim Rav Yossi. So once, even though he's discussing another inyan of Tzirov, he wants you meanwhile to know how the Tanakama would disagree with Rav Yossi, that the Hasra need not be from the Edim. The Nakte Rav Yossi, the Amar B'Seifa in Achai, Vatshiu Pishnaim, Edim Masrimbo. So the Mishnah puts in the beginning of the Mishnah, you should know, as far as the Tanakam is concerned, that Asra need not be the Edim, it could be an Echad Masrimbo.
Wouldn't that last line, Tosos, be the line in the Mishnah, referring to the Nidon is not killed until two Edim are Masrimbo?
But here the Mishnah is saying the Nidon could get killed if it was not Ron Elis Elo. So that's the point. It means, in other words, since one of the examples in the Mishnah is that they're not ro'en elus elu, in that case, what's the halacha? Hu ve'heina harogin. How could be who? How is he killed? The master wasn't from the aid. Wasn't one of the aidim. Again, this is going to be negeir later Tosus, but for now, we don't know anything about that yet. So that master was separate. The Asra was not a pishnei. Was not from two aidim. So the answer is, in a chanami, you don't need the master to be from one of the Edim. So by putting the master in the middle, it's coming to tell me, as opposed to Rabbi Yossi, who's coming up in the Mishnah, who has a different standard, that Sra has to be al pishnei Edim.
According to the first answer, isn't it also kind of hard to understand the first answer, because the Mishnah distinguishes about when they see each other and when they don't.
Right, so it could be...
Out, then why they have to
yeah, see? Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. It allows us to more likely understand how it was possible. Doesn't mean it's always going to be. Yeah?
Also, on that first answer, it also seems to address like what role the guy in the middle is playing, which doesn't really explain why the Mishnah has to mention it. I mean,
So Tosa says, not the Mishnah Reisha, because it just allows us to understand the case better. Like a Dibra Kasabahova kind of thing. Like, you know, by putting it in, you're right, it sounds a little dachuk, right? But it's not really a halachic issue. It's just, you want to know how it could be. So this is Mestama why it could be. You're right, it's a little bit weak. That's what the Lashon is saying. unless you want to touch it differently, but that's going to be negate how you learn the Gemara later, but the Ma'at, the Tzirif HaMasvet. But now, it just means, L'stama, you know, I have no idea, Masvet.
From Tosfos, can we read into the possibility of the only one set of Eidim seeing the other set? Or is Tosfos being Mashma, it has to be both?
We really have an indication one way or the other.
If he's saying that all your day...
Yes, because he's talking to both sides.
He's talking to both sides.
Sh'omer le'edim le'elu ve'elu. What does he say? Re'u es ha'maisa ha'ras ezeh oseh. You and you. You see what this guy's doing? Suddenly everyone starts focusing their attention on here. And as they do that, they also see each other because they see other eyes looking at the same thing. So the Mele, you have the Tzirif. The Master is what enabled there to be the Tzirif of both. Both.
Not just that one cat sees the other.
Yeah, the stomach both would come. Yeah, I mean,
so not like the Ritva.
No, like the Ritva.
There's only one cat.
No, we proved from the Ritva there has to be both. Yeah. Rashash, you have good company. Rashash seems to think that maybe one is enough. Okay. The next Tosis. Shemiksas and Roan Elis Elu, Mitzstarf and Yachad again. Af Osam Shein Roan. Now, the Tzirif creates a Tzirif for everybody. It need not be that everyone and every cat has to see everyone and the other cat. As long as you have the Miksas and Roan Elis Elu, that creates one unified cat between everybody. Okay. Now comes very important Tosis. Have Elu Edus Achas. So this is the case again of where they were Roan Elis Elu. Says the Mishnah, it's Eidus Achas. So Gabe Wak, says Tosus. Number one, Rashi only commented on this here, Ugabe, that the one cut Achizim Ukulon, you can't carry out Kashizaman on those Mixas Eidim that you imagine because they're all considered one integrated cut. Tosus says initially something more. Shemnimsa Echamim Karbo Pasul, should it turn out that one of these Eidim in this mix of two Kitos who saw each other is Karvel Pasul, Eidus Kulam B'Teila. That means to say that they're all viewed as one kat for that halacha. For that halacha. And if I pause for a second and ask Rav Osai the question to you, and Ugabe that, did the Haggadah have to be B'Vasachas, B'Tochide Dibor or not? Everyone should be answering?
No.
All I said right now is Nimsa Echad Karvel Pasul. Turns out one of them was a Karvel. No, because as Tosu said on Ahmed Aleph, he argued on Rashi on this point, right? Rashi's alluding to the fact that on Ahmed Aleph that the halacha of Rav Ahusha Yidu is even Ugabe L'chol Davar. Tosu is not true. And Tosu was Masbir, the explanation, because when it comes to a Karvel Pasul, there is a Tzirof that comes through what?
Shariyah.
Through the Re'iyah. Here it's a case where it was Nimsa Karva Pasul, not Tomer Azama yet. It was just Nimsa Karva Pasul, but there was a Re'iyah, a real Re'iyah. So that's Mitzarif then. And even if there'll be Magid afterwards, La'acha Kedei Dibur, but once they're locked in and defined as such, as one Kat, because they saw it together, so then what? So then it would be viewed as Nimsa Karva Pasul. For Gabi, that halacha, that prat of the Mishnah, Eidus Achas, you wouldn't need Hagal Toch Kedei Dibur. With Gabi, the din of Hazama, of Hashem Mukulan, we said you'd need Tochdi. That was Rav, but Tosus continues. The Chain Shem Nimseis Achas Manzo Memes. Should it turn out one of the Kitos turns out to be Zomimin, Ein Neharogin At Hashem Mukulan. So then they can't get killed unless you imagine everybody. That is really what we saw in Rashi here on the Mishnah. But now Tosus takes a step further. And what would be now in that case where Achas Manzo Memes? And they were written, they were Eidus Achas, that they saw each other, or they say they saw each other, let's imagine. B'teila nami Eidus Kulam b'hazama Achas mehen. Now, what's going to happen is, the entire Eidus of the others as well, who are not Huzam, becomes negated. Why is that? It's not Nimsa Karvel Pasul. Yes, it is. Why? The hazama havi k'nimsa echemen Karvel Pasul. Now, here's something new. What is Tosis establishing for us? That in the case of Nimsa Achas Menzo Memes, it's not just an issue now of viewing them as Eidus Achas, that now you can't punish the two Eidim that you're Mazim because you aren't Mazim the others and now they're all considered one Kat. It's also going to have ramifications that the other Kat is no longer valid to say to affect an Eidus to kill the person. Why? Because the fact that from this one kat was Nimsa Achaz Omemes, that's also Karvel Pas, that's also Psul. Tosus introduces interesting how it can, the two issues can conflate in a certain sense. The issue of Nimsa Karvel Pasul can actually manifest itself in the case of Hazan. Is there any mashmos in the Mishnah to see this in the Mishnah, what Tosis is assuming? Again, that in the case of Eidus Achas, which again will mean that they came to Beis Din, they are saying before Beis Din that they all saw each other, or that one of each kat saw the other kat. So then the Eidus Achas will also mean that the all batel. What's the mashmos of the Mishnah?
That they're saying that they saw each other.
I want to ask you something. No, how do I know that what Tosus is saying is somehow that Tosus maybe saw it in the Mishnah itself? The Mishnah's words are simple. The Mishnah's words are that Hare'eu Eidus Achas. The Mishnah doesn't elaborate. Now, Rashi comments, Eidus Achas Ugabi what? Eidus Achas? As you Mukulan, you can't punish the two Edom the Yamazin. Tosus throws in another point. If one of these Adam, the four Adam and the Nimsa Karo Apostle, so then the Obat. Good. Tosus adds something. And in the case of Hazama, so then the Obat as well, because that's also called Karo Apostle. The Tosus have an indication in the Mashmos Halashna Mishnah to that. Aye?
Yeah, the Mishnah implies that the guy who did the Maisa is only killed in a situation where they won't see each other.
We're going to say the same thing. But let's hear what Ari is saying. Very good. The Lashna Mishnah is, in the case of Ein Imlav, right, if they don't see each other, then they're Shtei Edios, and Mishnah continues. And the case of Shtei Edios, what follows from that? In Nimsi Sachas Ben Zomemes, so then what follows from the fact if they're Shtei Edios? Then who? Vihei Ne'erogin. So now by inference, let's go back to the case where they are Roan Eilis Eil, at least according to what they reported. So then, they're Eidus Achas. And then what would be different? So Tosus would be the Mishnah. What would be different? Both of these things would be different. Meaning, it wouldn't be that, hey, Neharagin. Why not? Because you have to imagine everybody. But what else would be different? It wouldn't be who Neharagin. Why not? In the same case, if Nimsa Zomemis, why not? Because Nimsa Karvo Pasul would play out in the case of Achas Ben Zomemis. Tosus had, perhaps, was leaning on the Lashna Mishnah, the inference of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah talks about the Shtei Edios case and says, in that case of Nimsa Zomemis, Hu Vehei Ne'erogin. So, in Mela, in the case where it was not that they didn't see each other, but they did see each other, then it would be different in both respects. In both respects. They wouldn't get killed because they're part of a larger kat, and he wouldn't get killed because since some of the kat became zomemes, that passes everybody, and therefore the nidon is also free. We're going to see soon there are chokim on Tosfos. Ramban, the Ritva, they're going to assume that you don't say the rule nimsakavas by zomem. They're going to have to assume that the inference is not on both points. The inference would be what? In a case where they didn't see each other, then hu vehei ne'erogin, both are killed. In a case where they did see each other, then it wouldn't be hu vehei ne'erogin. It would just be hu ne'erog, based on the second period. If you're not to say this yisod of Tosus, that you say karvel pasul by zmama, we haven't explained it yet, then you have to assume that the diuk is not such a diuk. It just means that what would be different would be that it wouldn't be hei ne'erogin, but the hu would be the same. But Tosus, Achor, has a good anchor in the Lashon HaMishnah. This is Tosus' point, so we now introduce to a new application of Nimsa Karvo Pasul in the very case of Hazama itself. This is not new to us. We encountered this, we spoke it out in Amir Aleph with the Maharshal. But when we take some questions, then we'll take it to the next point. Yeah?
Could it also be possible that Tosus had another point in Mishnah, that when Rebbe asked earlier about why we mentioned Shnei Keturah? So it could be that the idea is that when they don't see each other, so then the other group that was not going to be zomim is ketura from the punishment of hazama, but there is still potter. I mean, that's what you have to mention. They're potter from the hazama punishment.
These are shtei edios. They're shtei edios. They're not potter. Hey, the Yossi is a Napa. To the contrary. Who be in a rugged? The second period is
when they do see each other.
Yeah, but the Lashon Petura, Ashniya Petura stated where in the Mishnah? Ashniya Petura stated in the case where? Bimla. Stayed, yes. Yeah. That was about. Yes. Oh, wait. Who else? You first? The deference, Jechabusa?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why is Tosfos jumping to this conclusion? Can't it just be that in the first case, the reason why the who is not getting killed is because the fact that they were mizam in the first group, which is machish, the other group, there's a chashad, meaning because one of the groups in the second group, the kosher group, said he saw.
That's terrific, but it's not like chashad. We went through this.
I'm saying, so why is Tosfos jumping?
No.
To,
no, if the so one cut, if the one cut, if they say if they saw each other, or they say he saw each other, that makes them one cut. No, so now, when they magid, we talk about when they were made, but for now, if they're one cut, so then the hazama of some of them creates the status of nimsa karvo pasul. If they turn out to be zomim, that that's a psul. So now that psul is going to taint everybody.
And when one group is turned into hazama,
yes,
right, and one of the guys from the second group said he saw one of the guys in this group, is that so, not being machish that group? He's clearly lying.
He's
he
only one
that guy.
Yeah, but if he's only the same way we saw in the Ritva, one aid can contradict two aidim. So the mazimim are taken on to be correct. So if there's zomim, then we believe the mazimim, and you don't have a chash against the two mazimim. You only have one person.
No, exactly. I'm saying the second group has a chash in themselves because he said that he saw one of the guys who got zomim.
No,
and that guy wasn't there, so he's lying. There's two groups.
You mean that should make them anyway battle?
That should make them battle.
The Adis battle. The Adis piece would be the person.
You
still,
one,
no,
you
we still
one have trade
left. No. You're saying the fact that he said he saw them should automatically mean that we can't kill the person because of that. That's what you're saying.
There's no Adis anymore. Only one kosher aid.
I don't know if that rises to the level of Hukash, like, you know, if Hakir, if Adis didn't cross under cross examination.
The Ritva said that it was the Adim Zomim who saw the other Adim, and then they were.
No, the Ritva said it goes both ways.
The Ritva could have gone either direction.
The case could have been that it was the Zomim who saw them, and that.
No, he's saying if you have to have on both ends that someone saw, or they say they saw. So clearly, from the cat that was not Zomim, one of them is saying that the cat was Zomim was with them. So he's tying. What you're saying, so then why wouldn't that be enough reason not to kill the person? Because since saying that the other cat that became Zomim was with you discredits his whole Haggadah about the person's act of murder. I'm not so sure if that's really true. If he gets contradicted, if he does, it's crossed up in his in examination, Hakiros, it's one thing. Here, he's saying Edus with this other aid about the Maaseh Ritzicha. He also indicated, or one of these two Adim is indicating that the other Adim that became Zomim were with them.
You're lying.
Yeah, but is that enough?
Definitely.
The Adis of the Mazimim was not speaking about those Adim who did not become Zomim. Their Adis was on the Zomim. The fact that the Adis on the Zomim would end up meaning that one of those two remaining Adim said something that turns out not to be MS because of the mazim. Is that enough grounds not to accept his aegis on the person, to kill the person? Maybe he'll say, I made a mistake, I thought I saw it. I don't know. Especially according to the Ritva's third teretz. Let's take the Ritva's third teretz. That it was only, it was enough that we would have caught it at Siruf because they thought they saw something. So that for sure wouldn't make him an discredited. Right, for sure that teretz. Even the other teretz, the second teretz, same thing. They saw him before, a minute before. And now at the time they thought he was there. So that again wouldn't discredit him. Only the first teretz is where Kasha could be even a Kasha. The first teretz is where it's one against two. He's saying it's one against two, yeah, but meanwhile he lost his power as an aid against the person. I'm not sure if it's a Kasha, but if it is a Kasha, it's only in the first teretz of the Ritva. Yes. Maskev? Okay. Rabosa, you hear the back and forth just here? But Rabosa, where are we with Tosis? Tosis is establishing for us within the Mishnah. And again, you hear the deal from the Mishnah. That Tosis read in the Mishnah, in a case of Eidus Achas, not the Eidim would be killed, nor would the person be killed. Why wouldn't the person be killed? Because it becomes Allah in this cover of us is Mitev. Moshe, sorry. Yeah, yeah.
We know that our mission is to be medication with coke and AD war.
So we're getting there. That's what I'm going to ask you. That's exactly the next question. The mashal. The Mishnah is talking to Chokhdei Dibur vis-a-vis the halacha of Yizimul Kula. Right? Vis-a-vis, if it would be a case of Nimsa Karvo Pasul, whatever, Karov, you wouldn't need Chokhdei Dibur. For the halacha of Nimsa Karvo Pasul Alidei Hazam, that we would now say that the entire Eidus of the other Eidim is Batul and the person wouldn't get killed. Would that also require that the Eidus be Tochei Dei Dibur?
We know that from the previous Amud that...
What do we know? What do we know? What does it depend on? good. You chazed well. Yeah. What do we know?
That the only difference between Dimsa, Atham, and Karvah Pasul is in the case of Afek Dei Dibur, where it wouldn't...
Because, as Tosis explained, what did Tosis explain? Rabbi Say, here the question. A case of where it was a tziruf of Re'iyah, which is really pseudo-Re'iyah, because that's what they say, because one of them became Zomim, but they claim to Bezdin that they saw together. And now we're discussing the case of one Kat became Zomim, and we want to be Mevatel, the other Eidus of the other Kat, by virtue of the rule of Nimsa Karvah Pasul to the Tela. Now, were it to be through a regular Nimsa Karvah Pasul, we established that would not require, according to Tosis, that is, that it be Haggadah Tochei Dei Dibur. Because Tosis explained, because they're Omer Memes, so there's a Tzir of Re'iyah. What about this halacha, that the Hazama itself becomes a problem of Karvah Pasul to disqualify the others? Would that also exist if the Haggados were La'acha Kedei Dibur? Like a classic case in the Karvah Pasul, or would it only exist if the Haggadahs were Tochei Dei Dibur? So this would depend on what? Aryeh?
And
how to understand the distinction between the two halachas that Tosis spelled out for us in Amud Aleph. The halach of Yizimul Kulan, where we say for sure Rava's requirement is in order that the Haggadah be Tochei Dei Dibur. Whereas for the classic case, Nimsa Karvah Pasul, it need not be Haggadah Tochei Dei Dibur. What's the basis for the difference? The Tosis and Amud Aleph explain what's the basis for the difference. Because here, when it comes to Azama, they're not saying Emes. So they're not saying Emes, so then what's going to create a tziruf of the Kat? The Haggadah. So that's where you need Haggadah Tochei Dei Dibur. Whereas in the case of Nimsa Karvah Pasul, where the Omim Emes, so if the Omer Memes, then you have the Tzir of Re'iyah, and then need that be a Tzir of God. It comes to Mashal and says, if you follow that logic, then what should come out with Gabe, the din of Nimsa Karvo Pasul, in the situation not of a Karvo Pasul, a classic example, but a case of Hazama, where it turns out that it didn't ain't Omer Memes. So what's going to be the Tzir of? Where's the Tzir of going to come from? Would have to be Nagat. On the other hand, the Rambam we saw, spoke at the Rambam, thinks this halacha as well, that the Hazama would create a halacha of Karvo Pasul, that the person doesn't get killed, and the Rambam says Mefurish, even if they were made Lacha Kedidi. So why would that be? So we suggested at the time that we saw Mashmos in Rabbeinu Peretz, as well as, if you remember, where else do we see it in a Tosis elsewhere? Sanhedrin Daf Tes, that doesn't stress the point of Enom and Emes as what makes the issue different. That the Karvo Pasul is the Hazam is Enom Memes, and Tosis says something else. That the Hekish for Hazama is a function of the Haggadah. Or the words, remember, we masber what those words mean. The Hazama is on the Haggadah. And the Karvo Pasul is on the Eidus. The fact that Enom Memes doesn't bother me, but there's Eidus that they want to say. So the Azam is on the Haggadah, then the Haggadah has to be Tochei Dei Dibur. But if the Azam is on the Eidus, even if it's Enom Memes, but if the halacha of the Tziruf is a function of that, what becomes Pasul is the Eidus, the Tziruf is the fact that they are, in their minds, coming to Beis Din with Eidus, they're unified in that. That could also create a Tziruf, even if it was Azam. a kopanim, this is clearly not anywhere mefurish in the Mishnah except the diuk that we just brought out of the Lashna Mishnah. But it's Tosu saying mefurish that this is the halacha, that if you have a unified kat and you have one group becoming zomimin, so besides for the halacha that they unify, that you can't punish those two because they're part of a larger kat, there's another ramification that the other eidim become batel because nimsa karvel pasul is metela, hazama is no different than ordinary karvel pasul. So it's Tosus over here, but it's also Rashi. Rashi on this amud, but for some reason not on the Mishnah. But it's a Rashi further on, which you haven't read the Gemara yet, but just to show you where it is. So the Gemara, Behemshacha Gemara, we're going to get to a number of points in the Gemara, but we're going to focus mostly initially on the Eidus Miuchedes issue, that the Gemara discusses Eidus Miuchedes, which means one and one, that saw not together, disjointed Re'is. When it comes to Nefashos, the Gemara establishes Xeris HaKasuv that it can't work, even though you have two Eidim, but they didn't see together, that wouldn't be no good. By Mammon, the Gemara thinks that it would work, that would be different. To explain all this very carefully, the Gemara has a kasha behemshacha Gemara that if it's true that by Mammonis there is validity to Eidus Miuchedes, if so, then ask the Gemara further on the Gemara, then why not say in our Mishnah, the Gemara turns to our Mishnah of Shnayim Shnayim, and says, Bedinin Nefashos Tatzil. We should use the same mechanism, the way Rashi learns the Kasha, that we can allow one and one to become two, Bedinin Maminis, to allow us, in terms of one detail of Nefashos, when it's going to have ramifications, Gakula. Again, when it has to do with killing the person, so then we have Xeris HaKasav, Bedinin Nefashos, you can't take one and one and make two to kill a person. But ask the Gemara if, in order to save lives, it would be beneficial to be mitzaref, then why would the Mishnah say, in the case of the Mishnah where they did not see each other, then says the Mishnah, im lav habe'eu shtei eidiyos, and what would follow from that? If they're not mitzuruf, who behein neharagin? But we should make it a tziruf. We should count it as a tziruf because it's going to mean that we're going to be saving lives. How are we going to be saving lives? So whose lives are going to be saved? Says Rashi pshat in the Gemara. Look at the Rashi bedine nefashos. These words the Rashi are going elamay right before the two dots. The Gemara says elamayata maskevor mazutra. The Ramban is going from Chizda. You'll see maskevor mazutra elamayata. Bedine nefashos tatzil, aloma tnan hu behein erogin. So what's the kasha? Says Rashi, by dine nefashos, if huzma kara achas titzdarif ha eda zulios kulam kikar achas lahatzil es hazomimin ve es hanit. Zomimin, I understand, because it means the one kat, you can't, you want mazma es hanidon. What did Rashi say? By virtue of what? How are we saving the nidon? Ask the Ramban, you have to look at this for tomorrow. The Ramban jumps on Rashi and says, It's not true. The halacha nimzakar v'paso or Joseph Mateo would not apply by Hazam. To explain the machokas carefully between the Ramban, the Ritva also. Again, it's later in the Gemara, so it's hard to be oriented, but this is Pashat Megillah, the Tosas that we just read. We have to look at that and then go back to the Gemara.